right, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Tuesday, January 17, 2012. A special meeting commencing at 1:33. We'll begin this meeting with an invocation led by Commissioner Senegal, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance led by Commissioner Alford. If you'll rise, please. Again, our items, our agenda today with items under purchasing. Item A is to receive and file bids for Jefferson County Regional Marine Security Center. Item B is to consider and possibly approve, execute, receive, and file a renewal of term contract cafeteria services for the Jefferson County Courthouse for one additional year from January 25th, 2012 to January 24th, 2013. Item C has been requested to be tabled by purchasing while they're awaiting receipt of contract from the engineering, I believe. Item D is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a services and solutions agreement with Xerox for printer maintenance and supplies in the amount of $1,010.86 per month for printers in the county clerk's office. Item E is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a lease agreement for the lease of Hangar 5 at the Jack Brooks Regional Airport with CUSA Aviation in the amount of $4,856 per month beginning January 1st, 2012. Item F is to consider and possibly approve change order number 3 to the Ford Park Roof Project with Texas Liquitech Services to correct leaks in air conditioning units in the amount of $9,426.54. Change will bring the contract amount to $1,459,566.17. And that is a TDRA, now GLO, disaster-funded project from Ike Round 1. Item G is to consider and possibly approve disposal of 2008 Crown Victoria VIN number to be transported to a metal salvage company and there sold for such price as it may command and return said funds to the county. Do I have a motion on those items?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Senegal, seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Is there any discussion on any of that?
I had a couple of questions on F. When is that project supposed to be completed?
I don't know the exact number of days they had, but they are about 75% complete at this time.
Commissioner Alford, do you have another question?
I want them to keep the cut, court the prize to when the completion of that project is coming because of fair and other things that's occurring. I want to make sure that we're on target. Thank you.
Mr. Rayo, I have one question regarding the leaks. Is that leaks, water leaks, or is that freon leaks or coolant leaks in the system itself? Do you know?
Commissioner, it was primarily leaks in with concern to the drip pans of the air conditioning units and not the roof per se. It was the way it was all put together on top of the roof, and the only way to get it fixed is to remove those units, set them aside, and repair that box under there.
Okay.
And then put it all back together. And since we're redoing the whole new roof, now is the time to do it and get it all done properly.
So it was something that possibly wasn't identified in the original.
There was no way to see it.
There was no way. I did have a meeting with Don LaBiche, the architect out there at the facility, when during recent rains they were experiencing some leaks, and they determined assured me could not have been discovered when they originally made the bid. Anything else on any of those items? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under County Commissioners, item A, I think we can safely table the burned van, and hopefully we'll get more rain. Item B is consider authorizing county judge to execute amendment number 6 to GLO contract number 10-5291-0005299, which is a Hurricane Ike disaster recovery projects. Item C is considering possibly approve and authorize the county judge to execute an interlocal agreement between Jefferson County, Orange County, Jefferson County, DD6, Trinity Bay Conservation District, or whoever else may, local governments may want to get involved, and all of those may not want to get involved, for the purpose of securing the pesticide general permit for the Texas Pollutant Discharge Elimination System General Permit number TXG87000. Item D is consider and approve acceptance of supplemental environmental project money from the Texas General Land Office in the amount of $113,900 for improvements to the Walter Humphrey State Park. They have a motion on those three items.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Arnold, seconded by Commissioner Alford. Is there any discussion?
Yes, Judge. I want to say thank you to my superintendent and the crew. We worked hard. He initiated this deal through GLO and he brought me in, Mark Redwine, and that's $113 to improve identities to that park where people can feel a lot more comfortable, make it a lot more family usable for its pavilions and hopefully some fish cleaning stations. I want to thank the GLO also for, you know, working with us to make sure we got that money. It's a little more money than that we could have gotten, but it fell through. So thank you, Mark and the crew, and thank the county for taking this check, Patrick.
And just for information, that's money that was paid to the Texas General Land Office by the insurers for the Eagle Atomy because of the some of the oil that got into the Keith Lake. They were authorized under the law to pay a portion of their fines to this supplemental environmental project.
And that Humphrey Park is utilized by the entire state, so that's not something that Precinct 3 or we did. But I mean, the court is impacted, the county is impacted by it also. So I thank you. Yeah, I thank you. $113,900. That's great. Good money. Thank you.
Anything else? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Thunder County Airport, item A is to consider and approve out-of-state travel for Jennifer Hogenkamp to attend Network USA 2012 in Tampa, Florida, March 4th through 6th. These are to be paid with budgeted funds, estimated cost of $2,200. Do I have a motion on that item?
Move.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Weaver, seconded by Commissioner Senegal.
It's fine.
Any discussion?
Can we get the out-of-state form filled out?
Yes, sir, I included it with a memo. I don't know if you have it in your packet there, but I'd be glad to answer
okay.
those questions.
Okay, no, 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 no. Just for making sure we have that.
Anything else? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. And under County Auditor, item A is to consider and approve using available capital project funds for fencing project along LaBelle Road right-of-way. There's $181,507 left over from the North 27th Street Bridge replacement project to be utilized to fence in the right-of-way that the county has recently purchased from adjoining landowners. Item B is regular county bills, check numbers 362249 through 362575. Have a motion on those items.
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Alford and seconded by Commissioner Arnold. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Under County Clerk, item A is considering possibly approve, receive, and file a notice of early voting locations and hours for April 3rd, 2012, joint Democratic and Republican primary election. And item B is to receive and file no objection letter from U.S. Department of Justice under Section 5 of the Voting Rights Act for preclearance of polling location changes for November 8, 2011, Emergency Services District Number 3 election. Do I have a motion on those items?
So a motion, I got a question. I'll second that. Ms. Kidrick, on this offices that we are using, when they say County Precinct Number 4 building, you probably need to name that Justice of the Peace Precinct 4 location, because I think that would be a problem. Most of the time when they say Precinct 4 building, they're talking about my service center out there.
Okay, so that was moved by Commissioner Senegal and seconded by Commissioner Alford, correct?
Yes.
Correct.
Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Lastly, under County Engineering, item A is considering possibly approving access road easement agreement with Santana Interstate Pipeline LLC for the purpose of maintenance and emergency repairs on Santana Interstate Pipeline LLC existing right-of-way. Project is located Precinct Number 3 off of Highway
93.
Spur 93.
Oh, okay. And adjacent to Jack Brooks Regional Airport. Unfortunately, I've been ill for several days and at home and have been conducting business via telephone, and I had given, and I understand that there are some representatives of Santana that are here today. Would you like to come forward, ma'am, and identify yourself for the record, please?
Yes, I'm Sherry Newsom. I'm the right-of-way agent for Santana, and Shonda Cortez is the right-of-way specialist with Santana.
My understanding is that you wanted to get out there and do some work, and there's a potential leak out there that requires your immediate attention. As I was calling in and speaking to Mr. Jackson, who assists the Commissioner's Court in these issues, I made it clear to him that I absolutely had no problems with this temporary use of this easement, provided that the county was indemnified in the event of any one was injured while using our bridge facility. We don't maintain or inspect or take care of that bridge on any kind of regular basis. As a matter of fact, we acquired it through
a deed
from the Dornbaugh family.
Yes, sir.
And I just had the opportunity today to review the access road easement agreement that was provided to us. I am going to make the motion that we approve it. However, I'm going to make it subject to two changes. Number one, that it be limited in time to 90 days. And number two, that the third to the last paragraph, which is the release and indemnification paragraph, be changed to comply with the express negligence test of Ethel Corporation versus Daniels. This indemnity and hold harmless agreement only indemnifies us for your negligence and not for our negligence. And I don't want anybody going on that bridge unless they're taking full responsibility for it. The county is not going to agree to take any responsibility. Is that understood?
Yes, sir. And the company doesn't have a problem with that. Is this just for a limited one-time use, or?
No, we can make it for 90 days, and then the event you need it in the future, we can talk about it some more.
Okay.
But so that you can get on there and take care of what problem you have right now, which we want you to get taken care of. We don't want there to be any leaks.
Right.
But we also don't want to assume any responsibility for any of your people or your contractors using our bridge that we don't know that much about.
Okay.
So I will make the motion that we approve item A under County Engineering with the express provision that it be limited in scope or time to 90 days, and that the indemnification provision be redrafted to specifically meet the express negligence doctrine of Ethel Corporation versus Daniels.
I'll second that, but also I would like to have to make sure the DA review that.
Any other discussion?
Thank you.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. without our taking action.